Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
This is Dr. Eric Madrid, and today we are going to discuss whether or not you should be taking a multivitamin. A multivitamin is basically a nutritional supplement which contains at least minimal amounts of the wide arrangement of vitamin A, vitamin B, 1, B2, B6, B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so on. Okay, so this is a question that I'm frequently asked by patients, and as to whether or not they should take a multivitamin. And the answer that I tell them is absolutely yes. Okay, a multivitamin should be taken each day by every man, woman, and child, in my opinion. All right, while a balanced diet is obviously crucial to optimal health, daily stressors can put additional metabolic demands on our body that may not always be met with diet alone. Chronic disease affects our nutrient requirements, so those with high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid conditions, and heart disease actually will have higher requirements for certain nutrients than those who do not have those conditions. Okay, and an analogy that I frequently use is water. Water is a nutrient, right? Crucial for human life. However, a person who runs marathons will have a higher water requirement than a 90-year-old individual who is wheelchair bound. Okay, so for us to think that one shoe fits all when it comes to vitamins and minerals in general is, in my opinion, quite ludicrous. Okay, on June 19th, 2002, a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association concluded, quote, "We recommend that all adults take one multivitamin daily," close quote. In my opinion, a multivitamin just simply provides additional assurance that the body is getting what it needs. If extra nutrients are present in the body will either A, store what it needs, and then also will end up eliminating any additional nutrients that it does not need. One caveat here is that one should probably avoid taking multivitamins with iron unless you have been told that you need to be on iron. Okay, so a couple of strong arguments as to why a multivitamin should be taken is based on the fact that first, iodine, let's take a look at that essential mineral or nutrient. Studies have showed that more than 10% of people worldwide might actually be deficient in iodine, which can lead to thyroid problems. A 2011 study in the Journal of Thyroid demonstrated that almost 10% of people in the United States alone had moderate to severe iodine deficiency. And at least, in my opinion, another 5, maybe 10% are mildly deficient. However, taking a multivitamin, most of which have at least 150 micrograms of iodine, can help ensure that this mineral is present, that this nutrient is present. And again, when deficient, in addition to thyroid issues, a low iodine level has also been associated with a lower IQ and learning disabilities in children. Vitamin C, right, also known as ascorbic acid, is also present in small amounts, but nonetheless present in most multivitamins. A 2009 study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which solely featured people from the United States, found that over 7% of individuals aged 6 and older were vitamin C deficient based on scurvy. Okay, this is a condition called This is a condition called scurvy. More than half of those surveyed also consumed low amounts of vitamin C in their diet. In addition, vitamin C levels tend to be lower in those who smoke cigarettes, since cigarettes can cause oxidation, which is why smokers tend to look older than their non-smoking peers. And we know that on average, each cigarette a person smokes will burn up about 60 milligrams of vitamin C. Vitamin D, again, is another nutrient that is deficient in about 4 out of 5 people. Thousands of studies have been done over this over the last decade, right? Which shows that those with optimal vitamin D levels tend to have better nutrition and better health outcomes. A big part of this may be simply because those with higher vitamin D levels may be spending more time outdoors doing activity. But in either case, what we do know is that lower levels of vitamin D in the blood have been associated with increased risk of colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, heart attack, strokes, high blood pressure, and autoimmune conditions as well, such as multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and many more. So basically, to sum it up, a multivitamin should be taken daily in most cases, unless you've been told not to. A multivitamin is not a replacement for a healthy meal, for a healthy diet and routine exercise. I usually stress to my patients that a vitamin or any other supplement for that matter is called a supplement. Okay, it's not called a replacement. It's not to replace healthy lifestyle choices. Those are the most important thing one can do for their health, but it is simply a supplement. In my opinion, it's kind of like a cheap insurance policy to help ensure and minimize risk of disease from a deficiency state. Oh, I forgot to mention also vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 also very important, and a multivitamin can help ensure one is getting adequate amounts of B12, a vitamin that we know is low in up to 10, maybe even 20% of the senior population, probably closer to 5 to 10% of non-senior citizens. And vitamin B12 also plays a very important role in neurologic function, brain health, and memory. So again, another reason why a multivitamin at minimum should be taken each and every day. I personally take 2 multivitamins per day. I just double the dose of my specific brand. Okay, thank you and have a blessed day.